And so the disciples were a little standoffish whenever Paul got saved, and they didn't want to wrap their arms around him and embrace him. But here comes who? Here comes Barnabas, the man of encouragement. And Barnabas brings Paul, he encourages Paul, and then he goes to the disciples and says, brothers, we need to receive this man of God. He used his gift of encouragement.
Hello and welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of the Gift of Exhortation. So please open your Bible to the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 8a as we rejoin Dr. Glaze for the first half of the Gift of Exhortation.
Romans chapter 12. As we continue our series on spiritual gifts, Paul says in verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So he's letting us know that even though we have different people in the body of Christ, not everybody has the same gift, that people have different giftings. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, and this brings us to our subject for today, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. And we're talking today about the gift of exhortation, the gift of exhortation. Everybody needs to be encouraged. There was a mother who watched her son as the weeks went by, and he just began to lose his energy with each passing week. And one week, he just lost the desire to get out of bed, and she heard the alarm go off, and he hit the snooze button. And she heard him hit it 3 or 4 times. And then she just came into the room and she said, son, it's time to get up. And he looked out from underneath his covers and said, can you give me a good reason to get up today? And the mother said, I can give you 3 reasons. Yet first, it's Sunday, and you need to get up and go to church. Second, you're 43 years old. And third, you're the pastor, and everybody's waiting. Encouragement. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Michael Jordan was asked by a news reporter, why does he like it when his dad attends the basketball games? And Michael Jordan's reply was, when he's there, I know I have at least one fan. Everybody needs to be encouraged. And not only do we need to be encouraged, but, you know, we need to be encouraged on a regular basis. You know, it's a lady after 30 years had decided that she was going to throw in the towel on her marriage. And she said, I just can't live with this person anymore. And she told him, she said, you never tell me that you love me anymore. And the husband said, well, when we got married, I told you that I loved you, and if I change my mind, I'll let you know. We need encouragement. We need encouragement on a regular basis. As I look at the scriptures, there's a man in the Bible whose name is Barnabas, and we are going to look at his life today. And he was a man who had the gift of encouragement. On the back of your handouts, you'll see a little bio on Barnabas. So I'm going to ask that you just follow along as we set the message up for today. Barnabas. Actually, his real name was Joseph, but the disciples gave him a nickname, and the nickname that they gave him was the son of consolation or the son of encouragement. And the reason he got this nickname is because he was encouraging other people. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, we see that he sold part of his possessions, and he brought the money to the disciples, once again, encouraging those who were in need. We see that when Paul had first got saved, and the disciples were a little bit fearful, because you remember, Paul was going into the church, he was pulling Christians out, he was persecuting them, he was putting them in jail, and so when Paul got saved, not everybody welcomed him with open arms. And so the disciples were a little standoffish whenever Paul got saved, and they didn't want to wrap their arms around him and embrace him. But here comes who? Here comes Barnabas, the man of encouragement. And Barnabas brings Paul, he encourages Paul, and then he goes to the disciples and says, brothers, we need to receive this man of God. He used his gift of encouragement. As the gospel began to spread throughout the land and it spread northward up into Antioch, they heard about Christians in Antioch, and they wanted to see if these individuals were genuine and whether their conversions were real. And who did they send? Guess who? Barnabas. They sent him up there to see if the conversions were genuine. And we're going to look at the scripture here in a second, but one of the things it says that Barnabas went, and when he found out that it was the real deal, you know what he did? He began to encourage the saints at the church. In Acts chapter 11, we see that Barnabas was a man who was righteous, full of the Holy Spirit, and full of faith. As a matter of fact, when Barnabas went to Antioch, he went and got Paul. And him and Paul went up to Antioch for a whole year. And I believe that Paul taught, and guess what Barnabas did? He encouraged. He encouraged them along the way. He and Paul were the first missionaries sent out from the church in Jerusalem. When they came together and fasted and prayed and sought who would be the first missionaries to leave Jerusalem to spread the gospel, and God separated Paul and Barnabas as the first missionaries. As a matter of fact, if we look in Acts chapter 14, we see that they were the first individuals to ever have a missions conference. We have a missions conference every year. We call it Spiritual Renewal Conference, but it's a part of our missions conference every year. Well, where did the first missionary conference come from? It came from Paul and Barnabas. They had gone out, they had witnessed, they had shared the good news, and then they came back and gave a report as to what was going on. When there was a dispute in the church at Antioch about whether people had to be circumcised to be saved, it was Barnabas and Paul that came to Jerusalem to straighten the question out. And you know, Acts chapter 15, that's called the Jerusalem Council. And they decided that Gentile believers were not under the law, and they did not have to be circumcised to be saved. After the council, Paul and Barnabas, guess what they did? They went back to Antioch, and they began to teach and encourage the people again. When Barnabas and Paul went on their first missionary journey, they took with them a young man named John Mark. And John Mark, about halfway through the journey, got a little homesick, began to cry for mama, and left and went home. And Paul, I think, was a little frustrated that John Mark had left. So when they get ready to go out on their second missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas getting ready to go again, Paul or Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. And Paul said, look, man, this brother let us down the first time. You know, he went running home. We can't take him. And the Bible says that the contention between Barnabas and Paul was so sharp that Paul took Silas and that Barnabas took John Mark. And so here was Barnabas, once again, in the mode of encouragement, a brother that was down and out, a brother that had left. And what do we see Barnabas doing? We see Barnabas encouraging the young man in the faith. So if you look back on the front of your notes, we want to look at this gift of exhortation. What is the meaning of the gift of exhortation? It is the divine desire. Notice it's two things now, saints. It's the divine desire and ability to encourage the discouraged, to strengthen the weak, and to comfort the bereaved. And we all need encouragers in the church. We need people that will have this ministry, whether they serve in a particular ministry or not. We need encouragers in the church. And thank God for Barnabas, who is and was an encourager. Let's look at some characteristics of people with this gift. First of all, we see people with this gift demonstrated in such a way that is obvious to others. Look at Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And in Acts chapter 4, we see this is the first mention of Barnabas, and that he had some possessions in which he sold, and now he was bringing the price of the goods that he sold to the apostles. And in verse 35, it says, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Verse 36 of Acts chapter 4. And Joseph, well, who's this guy named Joseph? Joseph, he talking about the father of Jesus? We talking about the son of Israel? Who are we talking about, Joseph? Well, and Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, or the son of exhortation, or the son of encouragement. This brother was such an encouragement that when they saw him, they changed his name. They changed his name to the encourager, because all he did was go around and say, nothing but the best, Brother Andy. Amen. Nothing but the best. Just an encourager. And he was so on fire for the Lord. He was so on fire about seeing people who were hurting and going down and ministering to them, seeing people who were weak in the faith and going and building them up in the faith, seeing people who were discouraged, going to give them some encouragement, that this was such a characteristic of his life that they called him the encourager. Would to God that we have people in the body of Christ who would have that name. That not that, you know, when I was growing up, now I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, everybody in the hood had a nickname. You talk to people today, now, you know, we done got sophisticated, and we go by our real names since we got in our 30s and 40s. We go by our real names now. But somebody say, oh, you remember so-and-so? And I say, so-and-so? You know, who was that? Oh, you remember Bobo or Boob? Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about now. You know, and oftentimes our nicknames reflected something about us. And here, the apostles, they saw this man named Joseph, who was an encourager, and they changed his name to encourager. How about you? Are you in that mode? Do you have that spirit of encouragement? Oh, we might be talking today about people with the gift of encouragement, but I believe that everybody in the body of Christ should, to some degree, be touched by this gift, that there should be a part of this gift in all of us, this ability to encourage. The second thing that we see about people with this gift is that they come alongside of those who need to be encouraged, the discouraged, the weak, and the bereaved. Look at Acts chapter 9. Look at Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9, it's talking about the Apostle Paul, and some people were waiting to try to kill Paul, and he was able to escape from them. And then verse 25 says, then the disciples took him, Paul, by night, and let him down by the wall in a basket. And Saul, now once again, before he got his name changed, his name was Saul before it was Paul, and Saul was come to Jerusalem. He tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him. Now, if you want to know why they were afraid of him, just go back and read the first couple verses of Acts 9, and you'll find out why they were afraid of him. But they were afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But look who shows up. Amen. Thank God for Barnabas. Thank God for Barnabas. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Barnabas comes along. Thank God for Barnabas. I needed a Barnabas in my life. When I was in college, before I knew the Lord, and I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing. I remember one night I had gone to the vending machine, and I had put some money in the vending machine, and nothing came out. And once again, not being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, I began to shake the machine and kick it. And there was a little old white man that came along, and he was the one that was the one who put the, you know, the snacks and stuff in the machine. And he just kind of stopped and looked at me. And I remember I turned to him and I said, man, and I didn't say it like this now, saints. Once again, God done sanctified my mouth too, so I praise him for that. I said, look, man, I lost my money in this machine, and if I don't get my money, I'm going to tear it up. So I don't know what he did. He just kind of went on about his way. Well, thank God I got saved. And as I got saved, God began to do his process and work of sanctification on me. And I got called to preach, joined the church. I got called to preach, was active in the church. I was a trustee, Sunday school teacher, and just was soul winning on Wednesday night. And I mean, God had just blessed my life, and I just began to grow. And I remember the night that I left to go to seminary. I was in Colorado, and I was getting ready to go to Virginia. And after everything was over, this little old white man came up to me. He said, I don't know if you remember me. He said, but I was the man that saw you up on campus when you started beating the machine, and you turned to me, and you started cussing. And he said, when you first came to this church, he said, I didn't think it was real. And he said, I kept my eyes on you all this time. And I thank God and I see that what happened in you was genuine. Everybody needs a Barnabas. Everybody needs a Barnabas. Everybody needs somebody to come and say, look, this brother's all right. We need somebody to come and say, look, man, he's not all that bad. He just got a little work that he needs to do. And so we need people who will advocate and who will stand in the place of others. So I know what Paul felt like when people were looking at him and wondering whether his salvation was genuine. But thank God that Barnabas saw something in him, saw that he had committed his life to Christ, saw that he was sharing the good news, and Barnabas comes alongside and encourages him to keep on keeping on. Barnabas, and this point is not in your notes, so you might want to write this down, continue to see the value in others. And that is Acts chapter 15, in verse 36 through 41. Continue to see the value in other people. And that's the passage, once again, where Paul and Barnabas are getting ready to go on their second missionary journey. Look there, Acts chapter 15 and verse 36. Acts chapter 15 and verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between Paul and Barnabas that they departed asunder one from the other. And Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren unto the grace of God. When Paul was ready to give up on John Mark, who comes alongside and says, look, bro, you might have made a mistake. Look, you might have left the first time, but I still believe in you. Come on, man, let's go. Let's get back again. And do you know that when Paul is writing from his deathbed to, I believe it, is Timothy, what does Paul say in the conclusion of his letter? Greet John Mark. Evidently, Barnabas got underneath this brother. He encouraged him. He built him up. And so now Paul has been blessed by the ministry of John Mark. Why? Because of Barnabas. Because Barnabas was not willing to let him go. Because Barnabas was not willing to just turn him loose. So we see that people with this gift, they see the value in other people. That there are some people in here that might look like the only one that liked them is their mother. But we as encouragers have to come along and encourage them. You know, anytime I see the young people up here doing something, if I see them on the way out, I go, hey, that was great. Yeah, that was a blessing. Because they need to be encouraged. Guess what? They're getting encouragement outside of here. When they come to the house of the Lord, they need to be encouraged from the people of God. This is a powerful ministry that God has given. The ministry of encouragement. John Mark left. He got scared, or he got tired, he got lonely. I don't know what the case was, but he left. And Paul, this spiritual giant who wrote most of the New Testament, wrote him off. But Barnabas said, I still see the good in him. Let's take him again. The next thing we see is that people with this gift love to challenge others to grow spiritually. Barnabas spent a year in Antioch teaching and encouraging people to grow in the Lord. People with this gift encourage other believers to walk in the way of righteousness, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to exercise faith in the Lord. Remember, those are the things that they said about Barnabas. It says that he was filled with righteousness. No, he was a righteous man, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was full of faith. Now, if I'm a righteous man, if I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I'm full of faith, what am I going to be trying to encourage other people to do? To walk in the way of God. If I see somebody, see, here goes the difference between the prophet and the encourager. If the prophet sees somebody doing wrong, hey, man, God is going to send you to hell. You need to get right with God. But the encourager, come on, brother, let's go. We can do this thing, man. Come on, man. You know, we can do it. God is with us. God will give us strength. We can do it. And that's the difference between the prophet and the encourager. The encourager, if we look on, we see here that people with this gift desire to look at things optimistically. The encourager is one that says, he sees the good. He just wants to lift other people up. He desires to help people solve their problems. Whatever their problems are, come on, man, you know, let's pray about this. You know, this is what the Word of God says. How can we work through this? How can I help you? And he motivates others with positive encouragement. Like I said, whereas the prophet will give the beat down, the encourager will give the build up. How is this gift misunderstood by others? Well, others think that, man, nobody can be this upbeat and positive all the time. What's wrong with this guy? Is he crazy or something? You know, nobody can be up like this all the time. You got to come down sometimes. But the person that's the encourager, man, always up, always smiling, always got a positive outlook on things. Because that's what's in their spirit. This gift is misunderstood because others think he has a tendency to oversimplify solutions to the problems. Bro, look, just trust God. God will help us through. This is what God said in his word. If God said this in his word, we can do this. We can do it. The encourager. So people misunderstand him. And then others think that he's too positive when things are looking good.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were enlightened by today's teaching. Tune in next time for the conclusion of The Gift of Exhortation. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, The Gift of Exhortation, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request the gift of exhortation or program number 080406. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request the gift of exhortation or program number 080406. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus Radio Program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus Radio Program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.